Good morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and at summer season 2023, episode 10, August 19th, 2023. We had a crisp Saturday morning here in my neighborhood with a good chance of hot and sunny on the horizon for this afternoon. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. This is episode 10 of the summer season 2023, everybody. That's crazy. We're still following a theme of chaos. I'd given up on the format a while ago, so who knows where exactly we're going to go. I have a rough script drafted out here. I'm not sure if we're going to follow it or not. We'll see how the day goes. I do know some things we're going to cover. Once again, we'll cover the summer reading. What's going on with my computer? My screen just dimmed down. That's not good. Anyway, I digress. Do some summer reading talk. Get ready for the upcoming year. Right now, my room is not put together. They're still putting the vents together and wiring everything in. So my room is not put together. I don't know how I'm going to set it up, but that is something different we'll talk about later. We'll talk about some summer reading, I said. Answer a couple of your questions. Discuss how to contact me. And some other crazy things that pop into my head. All of this and more, maybe less, maybe more. In this episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that, we'll be right back after this. All right, and we're back. Looking over things, this week we did get more emails. I also had an honor student earn the enrichment bonus word of the week. Thank you. And some of you have been working on the enrichment project Stick Together, but more on that later. Some cheers out for you guys. The bonus phrase last week was state inspection. Congratulations. Easy. All right, I will be right back after this brief musical interlude. All right, we're back. We had an unexpected break. That's okay. The bonus phrase was state inspection. State inspection, congratulations to the student who was the first in honors. They were the first in the honors class to get that word, so they get the enrichment points. Some of the other earlier week's words are still in play, and if you're not in honors, some of your classes still have those words in play. I received several emails asking for questions about the summer reading responses. I apologize. The video I made on how to label your responses was just the intro. I have re-uploaded the actual video, so that's there. You can check that out on my YouTube channel. Label each separate response with its own Google Doc, use your name, and then the prompt you're answering as the title for your response. That will help me keep your responses organized. I did have a bunch of students. Oh, hold on a second. The puppy is chewing on something, and I don't know what. It's just one of her toys. We're good. She's not eating anything she's not supposed to be eating. Oh, it's one of those days. So I have had students submit responses for me to look over. I gave suggestions and feedback without grading the work. Sent those suggestions back to you. That time is pretty much over. I start in service on Monday, and I'll be in meetings all day. Yeah, I know. So, If you need help with your work, you can send me questions, but I'm probably not going to get a chance to look over your work and give you suggestions that way because I will be in meetings Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, I'll be getting ready for the first day of school, which is Thursday. Remember, this upcoming school year, you will be able to submit emails to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject. You can also send me a message through Schoology, place your class question or comment in the body of the email, and place student email of the week in the subject line. Not only will your email make this podcast, but you will get enrichment points for your effort. The Honor Summer Reading updates are going to continue. We are pretty much, we're only just past the middle of August, but school is starting. I was in the classroom this week. Everything is pushed off to the side. They're still hooking up the ventilation, which is a good thing because last year the baffles inside my vent were broken and it was on all the time. So it was either very cold or very hot. There was no middle, no temperature control. So that is supposed to be fixed. Hopefully we'll get the room put back together and we will go from there. The video tutorials are posted. Remember, the first day of class, you will have to submit all of your responses, all seven responses to the summer reading. Anything not turned in on that first day of school will be marked late. You have seven prompts to respond to. Each prompt has several options to choose from. So you go into, it's like labeled prompt. I have it right here. Let me open up that Google Doc. Prompt one is possessions. Prompt two is identity. Prompt three is relationships. Prompt four, freedom. Prompt five, resistance. Prompt six, beliefs, values, and challenges. And prompt seven is characters. Under each of those prompts, you have several bulleted points. Choose one of those bulleted points, and each bulleted point has several questions to respond to. So go from there, and that will be what your answer should be comprised of. Honor students, you have blogs. Do not play with them yet. I have, you may have received an email from EduBlogs. That's where they're hosted. We'll talk about that in class once we get back into school next week. We'll work on the blog once school starts and you will get points for your efforts. You'll post a lot of your writing to those blogs. There is a short blog post about that topic, MrSalesClasses.EduBlogs.org. MrSalesClasses.edublogs.org. That is where you will find that information. Summer school updates. Summer school is over. It ran Monday, June 5th through Thursday, July 20th. We are moving on. I already had a second musical interlude, so we're not going to have a break right here. There is a Stick Together Enrichment tab on my blog, MrSal.edublogs.org. Side, left-hand sidebar, click on the Stick Together Enrichment tab. There is a Stick Together. Once you work on it, email me that you've worked on it, and you will get enrichment points. There's some other assignments and activities you can do for enrichment points. I will talk about those once class starts, and they'll be embedded in the podcast. So you will have a chance to get some enrichment points. Now, I don't know why my computer just keeps darkening the screen. That's not good. I don't have an interesting or bizarre fact of this week, and I don't have my phone next to me to look it up. I apologize for that. This is the last show of the summer season. Next episode will be next Saturday. It will be the first episode of the school season, and it will discuss what we covered in class, what's going on the following week, and all of that fun stuff. We are going to have the bonus phrase of the week. The bonus phrase of the week is Charlie with an I. C-H-A-R-L-I. That is the bonus word of the week. If you know why I'm using that word and that why that word is the bonus word of the week, you'll get even more enrichment points. Tell me what Charlie is. So school announcements are as follows. Hope you had a good summer. I hope you rested. We are starting school this Thursday. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. It's a club. We're going to be having, within the first couple weeks of school, we're going to be having a club fair. Please think about joining that club. You get enrichment points and food and beverages for participating in the club. It is on your time. We do have meetings, but we also, it's independent because of technology. You can do a lot on your own and still be a member of the club. We also have a TikTok channel for What's Up New Brighton. Check that out. Mrs. Berger, I was talking with her while I was in school. There's a whole bunch of ebooks that you could check out from the school library. You could do that over the summer, over holidays, even when she is not in the building. Check that out. If you're unsure, ask me, ask Mrs. Berger. We'll show you what to do. You can also check out ebooks from libraries around Pittsburgh, such as the Carnegie Libraries of Pittsburgh, the Beaver and Lawrence County Library System. Excuse me. So if you're a reader, an avid reader, there's many ways, a multitude of ways to check out ebooks, not just from the school library, but from other libraries in the area. So we're going to wrap this podcast up. We're only at 11 minutes. It's a short one. That's okay. It is the last one of the summer season. I want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you get mad at something, please do not blame them. If you like what you hear, let me know. If you don't like what you hear, send me some constructive criticism. Second, there are several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day, the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen use of best practices in educational technology today. And speaking of PAECT, we have the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on at PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts. Twitter is now X. I don't know what it will be by the time this podcast is published later today. Who knows? But check it out. Check out the PAECT Pod. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. We also have 211.org. If you're a family or individual in need, you can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. So if you are an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. We also have 511PA. If you dial 511 on your phone or go to 511PA.com or download the 511PA app, it is a resource for travelers. It shows you driving conditions across the state, location of snow plows in the wintertime, construction and road closures, other times of the year. It also has, if you're on the website, live traffic cams that show you driving conditions on state highways and interstates. I've used this resource many times. Check it out if you're traveling. Well, everybody, that's going to wrap up the last show of the summer. Hey, easy. It's the last show of the summer. Yeah, that's more like it. But we will continue with the episodes going on through the school year. And those... Thank you. Those episodes will have a different format. I'll explain that in next week's episode. Have a good one, everybody, and I will see you Thursday.